Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I'm delighted to have Danny Henderson back. And we are discussing the latest Epstein news because, as you know, many of you have been engaged with this story of absolute BS pantomime. Well, today's move is that the Department of Justice is supposed to begin handing over Epstein files to House Oversight investigators. Does that mean we're actually going to get to see any files today? I doubt it. Because, like I said, it's pantomime, it's musical chairs. But the official line is that documents will be made public at some point after being assessed by the committee. Quote, "We will work as quickly as we can. This is sensitive information," the Kentucky Republican committee chair James Comer said in response to Fox News asking him for when they will be released. Quote, "We want to make sure we don't do anything to harm or jeopardize any victims that were involved in this, but we're going to be transparent. We're doing what we said we would do. We're getting the documents. And I believe the White House will work with us." So Comer was directed to subpoena the DOJ for materials relating to the Epstein case. And this came about because of a bipartisan vote by committee members last month. The subpoena deadline, originally set for early this week, was moved to Friday in an effort to accommodate the Trump administration, which Comer is saying is complying with his request. Quote, "There are many records in DOJ's custody, and it will take the department time to produce all the records and ensure the identification of victims and any child SA material are redacted. I appreciate the Trump admin's commitment to transparency and efforts to provide the American people with information about this matter." Yesterday, he told reporters that he believes there are hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents in existence. It's just a matter of getting it together and reviewing it, which I'm sure the Department of Justice is doing as we speak, Comer said. Requested materials include all documents and communications in the DOJ's possession relating to both Epstein and Maxwell, as well as files, quote, "further relating or referring to human transportation, exploitation of minors, SA, or related activity." That's according to the subpoena. Documents relating specifically to the DOJ's prosecution of Jeffrey and Maxwell, Jeffrey's 2007 non-prosecution agreement with the feds in Florida, and any materials related to Jeffrey's death have also been requested. And this is after, just the other month, the DOJ effectively declared the case closed. They said they'd done an exhaustive review. Epstein had no client list, had not blackmailed any prominent individuals, and he died by his own hand in a jail cell while awaiting prosecution. Because of the huge backlash against the administration, these steps are now being taken to try and shut people up. Democrats have seized on the backlash with newfound calls for transparency in this case, prompting some on the right to accuse them of hypocrisy for not pushing the matter earlier when they were in power. When asked about that divide, House Oversight Committee member Representative Jasmine Crockett of Texas told reporters that Jeffrey's case was not a priority for Democrats in the same way it was seen by the GOP. I can tell you that Democrats, when they went out there and campaigned, they campaigned on costs, whether it was housing costs, food costs, campaigning on children being able to get education that they deserve in this country. This wasn't a promise that we made, so this was not something that was front and center. I don't see anything wrong with the fact that we were trying to do everything that we could to prevent our economy from being where it is right now. But ultimately, when people voted for us, they're telling us that they voted for this particular reason, so it's important that we follow up. So, Danny, do you think anything is ever going to emerge on this case, or is this all just more pantomime?
Well, it's just a bunch of buffoons who've gotten away with way too much for far too long, all terrified now because things are actually being progressed and are actually being pushed along. I think where the problem comes in initially is those that hate and loathe Trump for reasons of their own, that then listen to gossip, which is so dangerous and life damaging. Then they decide that, well, Trump was in a photograph. Ooh, he was in a photograph. That must mean something. Maybe it meant that Epstein, which has been proven, was actually down at Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's, you know, mansion and hotel, etc. And that was also where Victoria Dufresne was recruited, because she worked in the gym there because her dad also worked there. And it became a source of Jeffrey Epstein stealing Donald Trump's stuff, unbeknown to him, because he wasn't paying attention as to who was in the gym folding towels and giving dirty massages, because he wasn't running a ship like that. But there are people that decide, well, that must mean something. They're in a photograph together. I think it's absolutely shocking that we're still waiting and we're all kind of assuming in our minds we know what's happening. We actually don't. But what we do know, those of us behind the scenes, is it's way too late and there are names being put forward and there is a lot of proof and a lot of people who've lived an elite life, a life in government, as senators, etc., pedos, paedophiles, pedo, what do you call them? Pedophiles?
PDFs.
Sorry, trying to find your word. You know, it's all tumbling down. So everyone is turning on each other internally. They're all finding ways to get information out, to tattletale on each other. So it's absolutely got to be something. But, you know, we're going to see a list with a lot of names missing that we assumed would be there, because this is how the filthy rich play their filthy, dirty games. But they are all being outed. There'll be a lot more proof. But I've got some backstory on the monster known as Jeffrey Epstein when he was much younger and when he very first met Ghislaine. And I want to say to people that her name is not Ghislaine or Ghislaine. Her name is Ghislaine. Ghislaine. And the yacht that her dad was pushed off, Robert Maxwell, the big fat bloke found bouncing and floating around in the water after embezzling millions of funds of people's actual pensions. The yacht was named after her, and it was named the Lady Ghislaine. It's important that we get people's names right. There's actually a vibratory resonance that attaches to that. And I know her name was Ghislaine because I know somebody who was exceptionally close in that actual family. So I can tell you firsthand story from a person who sat at the table with Ian Maxwell, Ghislaine's brother, Kevin Maxwell, Ghislaine's brother, and the wives that are married at the time. And my witness said to me that they sat at the same table and they were all planning to have dinner and meet Ghislaine's new boyfriend, Jeffrey. They were extremely late. Everybody was starving and a bit hungry. And Ghislaine walks in with this very odd looking chap. And he sat at the table. They were sitting in a booth table together. And my witness says that it was the most uncomfortable dinner in the record of history. Jeffrey Epstein was such an odd, curious, pathetic little thing, sitting at the table, whispering into Ghislaine's ear. And my witness said it was so excruciating and uncomfortable. Ghislaine's brothers, Ian and Kevin, were trying to be polite, best they could, to support their sister Ghislaine. But this little rat boy sitting next to her was, you know, exhibiting then extraordinarily odd behavior. And he kept whispering in Ghislaine's ear, and they were pointing at my beautiful friend and making her feel extremely uncomfortable. And it was so odd. They were there for about 15, 20 minutes, Geelan and Jeffrey at the table, and then they proceeded to leave. Now, it didn't go down well. The boys, the brothers, weren't happy with the way things went, and they were a little concerned for this creature's behaviour at the table. I later heard during the dating, the years they were together, whatever, certainly in the early days, there was a lot of time when Geelan was in tears and didn't know where Jeffrey was. So it seemed to be from the beginning, not defending anyone, I'm just simply sharing a first-hand story, not gossip, not somebody on the Inquirer magazine. So important, Sean. People's lives are being destroyed, and reputations, as always, because people are just reading something, hearing something, and repeating it, and it's becoming really smearing against good people. But so this is a first-hand. It was a lot of odd things were coming out. And I know at one point the boys, her brothers, Geelan Maxwell's brothers, were concerned enough to have a word with her and suggest that she might want to step aside. They didn't get good feeling about this, apparently, according to my source and the witness. Very, very odd person indeed. And I also know somebody who knew Virginia Dufresne. And there was so much that was covered up during even her giving information. There have been people in the public eye who have deliberately withheld information on that lovely young woman and, of course, tried to paint the narrative that she must have unalived herself because of certain things when she'd made a clear statement publicly, I will never unalive myself. She's running a charity for girls. She's rescuing women out of trafficking situations. She had children of her own. But, you know, that's what they did to Marilyn Monroe. It's interesting because, you know, every single thing connects. Every single thing connects from Marilyn Monroe to the Kennedys to the Bushes. There's a Project Studebaker. Project Studebaker was a George Bush senior. He was a monstrous PDF file, and Kathy O'Brien has proven that. He would interfere with her little girl, Kelly, from 2 years old. It's in her book, The Transformation of America. And the Studebaker project was the government and military moving arms, moving drugs, and moving children and young people for nefarious needs. And so you got to, right now, where we are now, one of the reasons, in my opinion, they're so nervous about the Epstein files coming down is because they're going to see names of members in high senior military, in royalty, not just Andrew, not just Randy Andy, or do sit down and cuddle a teddy, you silly boy, but so many other areas and elements as well. Like I said, they're all turning on each other internally. All secrets are out and off. And, you know, there's nothing to be done about it. And there was also talk that Epstein was a chronic sex addict and needed to be serviced several times a day, which was one of the reasons why Geelan would find girls to do the job. Again, that is not just gossip. That is also from another person in that Virginia Dufresne environment. So I hope that kind of gives you a potted history of partly what I'm sharing here.
Yeah, you've touched on so many important things there, Danny, and I appreciate that. And before I address them, let me just put Danny's YouTube link in the live chat. Danny's YouTube link is also at the top of the description box if you want to subscribe to her channel. So you raised so many important points. Yeah, it came out that he wanted to climax at least 3 times a day. Hence this conveyor belt of, you know, schoolgirls duping them, saying he needed massages, etc. He had a pyramid scheme at the school in Florida where if the girls didn't want to go through with it, they could refer other girls. He even was so brazen, he sent flowers to these high school girls in Florida. You also touched on something that Ari Ben-Menashe, who we had on, again, recently did a part two, former Israeli military intelligence. They were more powerful than the Mossad. He was working for Robert Maxwell, and he said that Maxwell arranged his daughter, Ghislaine, and Jeffrey to get together. It was a spy match made in heaven. And this was way before the mainstream media get their false narrative out of, oh, she was mourning Robert Maxwell's death went to America and met Jeffrey at that juncture. No, absolutely not. And you've corroborated, Danny, and we appreciate that, what Ari Ben-Menashe said, that it was all prearranged a long time before through this honey trap spy community. So the other thing, guys, with the numbers then on the screen, if anyone wants to call in and give their input, I've just fixed them again. We've got the UK number, 0787-977-9321. Got the worldwide number. You just put 01144 on it, 787-977-9321. And then the worldwide number is now fixed. It's 0044-787-977-9321. If you're anywhere in the world on WhatsApp, you can use any of those numbers, or you can jump on the live stream if you're brave enough to show your face with us. There's a live stream link. It's in the description box, and I'll put it in the live chat as well right now. And we are talking about the Department of Justice is handing over Epstein files to Congress today as we speak. So we don't know if we're actually going to see anything anytime soon, but they are claiming that after certain redactions, to protect survivors, of course, that's what they're saying, the information is going to be forthcoming. And Danny and I both think this is all political pantomime, and each party is weaponizing it against the other. And that's because both parties have been compromised.
Yeah.
The donor class has been compromised. These donors, you know, they donate to both sides, so no matter who gets in, they keep the contracts rolling. So I think it was Pam Bondi who said, if the public saw everything to do with the Epstein files, it would be catastrophic for society, because you would see how goddamn corrupt they all are.
Yeah, yeah, and they're all linked. And people forget that, you know, there are so many senior personnel in the military at the highest level who've also been compromised in these blackmail scenarios. And we look at Epstein. He apparently was the money man in the financial sector, you know, the billionaire, the higher kind of elite financial, that was him. And there have been others put in position to blackmail other people. But I wanted to take a step back, if it's all right, to think about the psychology of Ghislaine Maxwell and her brothers, Ian and Kevin. Now, they were older kids. They aged out. I know a couple of them never wanted anything to do with their dad. Because he was an absolutely brutal monster. And again, I am not spreading gossip. I am telling you firsthand from someone that knew Ian extremely well, let's say. And he shared with her, indeed, that the dad was a monstrous, monstrous bully. And I have real compassion for Ian Maxwell, because he would be, his father was such a brute, a violent physical brute to all of them. So these two little boys now, two of the younger boys in Ghislaine. And I was told that on one particular occasion, Robert Maxwell would host dignitaries from around the world at his house, and he would have his children dressed up. Ghislaine would be there, and they would be receiving dignitaries, and they were told how to behave, how to dress, etc. And there was one particular time when Ian, unfortunately, he peed himself. He was so terrified. And you have to think, this poor little boy is born into this ultra wealthy family with a very, very strict father who'd come from no money, apparently, had built up to something extraordinary, and was just humiliating this little boy and comparing him to his brother Kevin, to the point that he really was a very broken little man. And again, I bear witness to firsthand testimony from a friend that knew him extremely, extremely well, and I believe her. And there is talk in a book somewhere that Robert Maxwell would get his children, not just Ghislaine, but all of them, to choose a weapon that he would then beat them with, which is just so messed up on every single level. So I am not supporting Ghislaine and her actions in this relationship with Jeffrey. She may well have been desperate at the time of meeting him, because their family had obviously gone through the humiliation of him being revealed as stealing millions, etc. But these were very abused, very, very broken mentally, emotionally, and physically children, all of them. And when children are set up in that way, when they start out in life, often they will go on to make terrible decisions for themselves because there's such a need for love, but they've got no open way of connecting to it other than through pain and trauma, because that's all they've been given. That's all they know. So I wanted to make sure that we preface that also with these children.
Yeah, there was a lady who did an interview, a posh-sounding lady, I can't remember her name now, talking about the punishments that Maxwell had and how she had to pick, or was it riding crops and things like that, I think it was. And, you know, this is the possible origin of trauma that can cause certain things to happen, let's just say, later in life. Not trying to give any excuses, but she was just, like, trying to examine the root causes. So the other big story in tandem with this then, Danny, is that Maxwell has been put in a very soft prison in Texas, a prison whereby if you have the certain convictions that she has, she's not even allowed to be there. And the administration is telling us, oh, it's completely normal. Prison transfers are completely normal. Nothing to see here. What do you read into that? Because that came just days after Maxwell had sat down with number two in the DOJ, who happens to be one of Trump's former criminal lawyers.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I think it's very difficult for us, the lay people, to really know what's going on behind the scenes. All we can go on is everything they're telling us. Did that actually, that meeting take place? Was she really transferred to a lower, area? And the fact is, what the hell are they going to do with her, really? She's got so much information. If Epstein was murdered, apparently he was murdered, well, do we know? Did we see a body? No, we didn't. We just got told. We got told that there was some kind of a break and he'd hung himself. And it's been already proven that that's completely ludicrous, given the gravity, the length of sheet, whatever it was he apparently, you know, killed himself with. And there's footage. I think I saw it on your channel of somebody going up the stairs, and it just goes on and on. It goes round and round and round and bloody round. It's so irritating and boring. I'd be damn well doing a deal if I was her and I knew everything I knew my whole entire life on every single person that ever been inside my house as well. So is she not a bit of a danger, actually, with all the information that she does know? Have they swiped her mind? Have they? You know, what, do you know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't consider her to be a particularly safe person, would you, with all of that information? I mean,
I'm surprised she's got this far. Jean-Luc Brunel didn't last long in the French prison.
Yeah. I mean, well, again, Jean-Luc Brunel, he's just a typical. So you've got your Epstein for your billionaires. You've got your Luc Brunel for the models, for the, you know, the modeling and fashion industry. And then you've got the Diddy boy, that monster, Freakoid for the music. So, you know, we see the rats in charge of the sinking ships. And most of the rats now have been exposed, but it's always the ones behind. People always think that, you know, they know who's who, but we don't know who's who in the zoo. We'll probably never know who's really at the top. We just have the front people, the puppets, you know, but we don't ever really know.
Well, talking about the zoo animals they're allowed to put on display, they interviewed Bill Barr about this Epstein files information release. Of course, he didn't give any information. But his dad, who was the one who got Jeffrey the job at the school that he wasn't qualified for, wrote a book called Space Relations. Have you heard of this book?
No.
So in space relations, you've got elite using teenagers as slaves in, you know, to do horrible things too. And it seems like this book, which I think came out in the 70s, it's like a blueprint, basically, for what Jeffrey did. And it's just bizarre that, you know, it was the dad that got him this job in the school where Jeffrey became a sex pest and there was parental complaints. And now we got Bill Barr in the mix covering things up. It's just so incestuous, it seems.
Yeah.
And you touched on Diddy as well. It's like we got the Comeys everywhere. The Comey prosecutor with the Diddy case. You know, Lionel and Professor Hamamoto. I think it was Hamamoto nailed it. He said the fix was in as soon as he saw Comey was prosecuting to soften the blow. Do you think Diddy's going to get just a slap on the wrist and he's not going to serve any real time?
I'll be very surprised if he makes it out of prison. Like, it's beyond funny, you know, because he's actually ballsed up. He actually embarrassed and humiliated the people that have been putting him out front for a long time. And it wasn't just the liquor company. It goes much higher and much further than that. He also put Jay-Z in the firing line as well. And that obviously did not go down well. Now, I don't know these people, but I know the pattern behind the thinking and the structure of how society has been set up. There isn't a name I'm afraid to say. I just won't discuss something or someone that I actually don't know firsthand. And I want to encourage people to also stop doing that, because now we're at the stage we're at. Now everything really is coming out. People are getting hurt and being put in the firing line that shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? And people get very, I know we get what, I'm a therapist, right? As you know, so as well as other things, a complete pain in the arse. And I'm actually a qualified journalist. And do you know what I just found out? And I didn't even know this. I went to college for journalism. I didn't know that at this point, as a journalist, I can speak out more than other people can. Because when we study journalism, we have to study law. And that law is called the law of tort, T-R-O-T, which is the law of the people. Because the people on our planet have a deserved right to hear truth on every level. And nothing should be kept from them. There shouldn't be, you know, higher people, which there always have been, putting themselves in self-appointed, self-anointed roles, preventing humanity from finding out the actual truth, like spraying the skies, poisoning the water, poisoning the food, the monsters like Bill Gates in charge, those kinds of things. So it's a really good time to speak out, but we must be careful not to point fingers at the wrong people, because families are falling apart and the wrong people are in the firing line. But back to Epstein being an absolute freak, demon being just obsessively madly in love with him, and her brothers trying to warn her, this might not be a good thing for you. Anyway, sorry, what were you going to say?
So I was going to take a completely different turn, because you've had yet another UAP experience recently, haven't you, that you want to tell the viewers about?
You know, it's so interesting. UAP is a mind control psyop from the militaries and the governments who are trying to stop humanity talking about UFOs, because we've always heard UFOs, unidentified object. So because now there's proof and we know who they are, we know where they're from, we, as in me and my team, who work very hard at bringing proof to humanity, when I hear UAP, I'm like, unidentified aerial flying phenomena, sir. And it's an absolute nonsense. Anyone that puts UAP on it, even the government hearings with that lovely David Grush, those people are owned, they're controlled, they can only say so far. I have an edit-free mouth. I have physically bought spacecraft at the time and the place and the day. Like, you're invited, our beautiful Ron was invited on May the 10th of this year to Eastbourne, East Sussex in England, at 8 o'clock at night on the Wish Tower Hill. And we, Elena Danan, myself and JP, we told the beautiful audience there will be flying craft. There will be craft from the Galactic Federation of Worlds. And we hoped there was going to be craft coming from nearby RAF bases. And there was. And we have video, we'll show you in a second. And what was absolutely amazing was only yesterday I found out the actual name of the RAF base that sent out a very advanced military craft that's working in tandem with the ETs off planet. Now, a lot of people haven't caught up yet, and that's all right. You know, we're going ahead regardless. When you say UFO or ET, some people go cuckoo and they step out. And that's because they've been mind controlled and brainwashed to not believe the reality of this world. Of course, there are billions of other civilizations out there. We've just been completely lied to. Would you like
to... We've got a viewer calling in right now, but where is the footage, Danny? Where is it?
I can pull it up. Can I pull it up and share it? I'm not sure how to share. It's on my YouTube.
I think I've got to do it. Can you email me the YouTube video and I'll bring the calling guy while we do it?
Yes.
Jake, are you calling in?
Yeah. Hi, Sean. Hi. Danny. Sorry.
Danny.
I understand that there's certain levels of places that can't be mentioned. That's totally fine. I actually saw the numbers, and I saw the numbers watching, and I said to myself, it was a 220, and I said, if it goes to 222, this is a sign that I must just jump in and call, because it's the 22nd, and it was for the 422. Yeah, 422. It just turned 422. So another aspect is the numerology. And it's like unity, you know. Two is to do with like connection. Four is like angelic support. Five is change. You know, there's all these different harmonic resonance with the numbers. But I just to address the point is the so when you said that we deserve the truth, there's a thing about what are we serving? So we are serving truth, and unless we're being honest about what we're purchasing with our money, and the money relates to the, and then obviously. We were talking about the violence that these people in the cult face, and in the particular cult that I know about, the youth that we can't go into in North London, they actually use different size plastic willies, whereas the men, even the men, use plastic strap-on.
Well, I think we've had to mute. I think the show producers had to mute our caller in there because of the language. YouTube does not take kindly to language of that nature, I'm afraid. We used to interview a lot of people who were formerly involved in certain types of work to expose that industry, and YouTube really came down on us for using any kind of descriptive language. So I think that our show producer has intercepted any further use of that language and stopped it. Anyway, Danny, were you able to send me the video?
Yes, there an email.
So I've got... Okay. Top link, is there, all right, 2:53, right? Yeah, let me get this up. 2:53.
Born East Sussex, England. This is the footage of the spacecraft. They were numerous. We had cigar-shaped, numerous. There we go.
Right, let me play this then. There we go.
Military craft. Thank you.
Wow, I got goosebumps just watching that. Do you want to give some commentary before I put the next one up?
Yeah, so what we're aiming to show is that we're not waiting for the government. We're not waiting for a single living being anymore that put themselves in authority, because they're ignoring the proof that humanity deserved to know. And that is that we're sharing the skies with beautiful beings. And the beings I'm showing you in the craft that came, these are military personnel. They're humans. They look just like me and you. They're not omnipresent woohoo spirits. They're real solid people. And they're working with the Earth military. And I proved it. And the military base is RAF Laken Heath near Ipswich, up near Mildenhall. And I got that proof the other day. And so, and they want it out. The military want this information to come out. And now what we're going to watch is the footage we took September 27th. So I had two events in the last few months. This one is the night sky, and it's green because we shot it in night vision footage. That's why it's green. You're going to see a fleet of spacecraft fly over our little hotel. And the first triangular craft you see, this is a military craft flown by the Earth military. This is incredible footage.
Did you want me to pause it?
Yeah, that's fine. That's pretty much what you see, just a repeat. But this is real spacecraft. So this, the green footage was taken September 27th, 2024, at my conference, Galactic Spiritual Informers, and it was in Westminster, Colorado. So we had this craft that you're seeing fly over the hotel, over 1,000 people, at 9 o'clock at night, and 1,000 of us witnessed it. We put it out everywhere. American media shut it down. And so did some very silly people that don't want disclosure. So May 10th, just a few weeks ago, I thought, right, bugger you, I will bring it to England. I will bring it to Britain. I'll bring it to Eastbourne and we'll have it over the sea. And that's what happened May 10th. And that was the first video you showed. And again, we showed a very advanced triangular craft built by the Navy. The Navy. They don't just build water ships, they build spaceships. When you just saw on this footage, the triangular craft with the green lights flashing, this is a TR-3B. This is a craft that the Navy deny having, a stealth craft, and the propulsion system is anti-gravitational. This is reverse engineered information technology from ETs in the past. These are not reptilian ships. Some people go wandering off and espousing nonsense they've heard and repeating, non-truths. And so we needed to bring, Elena Danan, myself in particular, needed to bring evidence to humanity to share at this time, at this day, here's what you're going to see. We're doing it again, September 19th. 20th and 21st, we're bringing again a fleet of craft. We're going to show people how to connect to star families, but also it's more about proof and evidence at this point. And that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, September 19th, 2025.
So one of the viewers is asking, do you have videos of the conference discussions?
Oh, yes, we do. Absolutely. Yes. You just go to my website, galacticspiritualinformers.com, and everything is there. You get access to everything. Yeah.
I'm just adding your website to the description box. If you've got any final questions, viewers, get them in now. And whether it's Epstein, whether it's UFOs.
Yeah. It's all connected. Yeah. This is the point I want to land as well, is that it's all connected. so many of these children born into an elite environment are sociopathically trained and bullied and broken to take on roles of leadership, to feel nothing, to have no ability to empathize. And they're put in these very strict roles, working with other elites or monsters, equally empathic for humanity, because their main agenda is to control everything, earth, water, food, everything. It's not just monsters like the genociding Bill Gates that are doing it. And it is very important also for people to try to wrap their head around the fact that the people at the very top, they have one God. They'll put their hand on a Bible. They'll talk about God. You've got to ask which God. And their God is Satan. Their God is Satan. Now, again, a lot of people are just coming into the information. It's like, no, that's not true. I can't hear it. Well, then watch something else, because it's really time to really tell people straight, because people have been ignoring all the information people like me are bringing out, you know, with love and calmness and kindness and proof. We're at a stage now where it's like, come on, Lil, wake up. Doris, put your Guinness down, have a word. You know, it's just enough now. You know, I'm using a bit of light humor there, but really it's quite serious, and people, if they really want to know what's going on, they've got to pay attention and accept that there are people at the top. They don't like us. They're not like us. And they want to own and rule and run everything. And people like Epstein are put in positions in a specific environment, like the financial environment, Diddy in the music, for example, Jean-Luc Besson in the fashion. And you've got to watch for the puppets. But who are the puppet masters? And they've been pretending military, senior military, Project Studebaker and others, shipping arms, drugs, and kids in anti-gravity reverse-engineered spacecraft that they pretend are UFOs, Sean, or UAPs, and they're not. They're not. And I just proved it by showing you that military craft in America and in England. So, again, it all links together.
You're getting asked about if there's any autopsies been done on aliens, secret autopsies by our governments.
Yes, there have. And I can name the person who's also coincidentally speaking at my conference in America on September the 19th. And his name is Emery Smith. And Emery Smith is a US veteran. And he's actually done an autopsy that was run by the US military in a laboratory environment on a gray ET. Now, gray aliens, they absolutely reek. They reek of sulfur, sulfic gases. They have no ability, the older, more mature ones, to breathe our air. The lenses here, this is not their real eyes. They wear lenses because they cannot take the light, and they have a false nose because they cannot breathe our air. And so they have an apparatus that is very well hidden. And again, information like this is coming out all of the time. We have so much information. But yes, Emery Smith. And Emery Smith, you can find him and his 90 million followers on Gaia TV. Gaia TV is a spiritual channel, not saying all their stuff is good, not saying everyone there that runs it is good, but there is an ability to pull down information on Emery Smith on that channel. He's a host for them.
Right, so please support Danny's work. Her links are in the live chat again right now and also in the description box if you're watching this on repeat. So take care, folks, wherever you are in the world, and huge thank you for coming on, Danny. Cheers.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. God bless to everybody. Stay strong, guys. Stay strong.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.